T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Because I don't like the congressman waiting. Joe Courtney's a busy man, second district congressman, Red Sox apologist extraordinaire. Congressman, Congressman, good morning. How are you?
I'm on your side.
Good morning, Joe. How's the breakfast wagon this morning?
Oh, wait, I don't do that. I'm on this Compass weight loss thing. I've already lost 20 pounds.
So yeah.
I'm out.
I could see why, you know, that's a real struggle.
It is.
Good food.
You enjoyed that.
Well, you know, you got to come back and enjoy that, Joe.
It was memorable.
Yesterday, Jeff Geiger, the president and CEO. Yep. Of Electric Boat gave his company update at the Mystic Marriott, which is a beautiful hotel, and said that about 900 new jobs are expected from Electric Boat this year, which is great news for the southeastern Connecticut economy.
It is, and that's on top of last year's hiring, which was over 1,300 jobs. You know, this is, again, a trend that's been going on for the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
The overall workforce between Groton and Quantum Point now has hit the 17,000 mark for the first time since really the early 1990s. And the other sort of, I think, jaw-dropping statistic, which I was sitting next to Governor Lamont when the presentation was going on, where he almost like physically reacted, was that the workforce now is officially over 50% millennial.
Yeah, so they're finding people who can do the work.
That's right. I mean, so, and again, they showed a graph that in 2013, the millennials were about 30%. So this, you know, this really is a great sort of rebuttal to the notion that Connecticut's future, you know, is gloom and doom. You know, we're hiring, these are good jobs, design, engineering, metal trades, and support. And you can support yourself and a family on it, and it's having a ripple effect on the real estate market. The supply chain news also was all good. There's about 450 companies in Connecticut that are feeding into the Virginia and Columbia program. That's going to continue to grow, and the other is that they're going to begin site development for the new construction facility for the Columbia class program. That's an $850 million project. I think last time I was on there, we were talking about how that's basically the size of MGM Springfield.
What is the Columbia class? Is it going to replace the Ohio class?
It is. Those are the ballistic subs that are going to basically run out of battery life. They're about 42 years old when the transition is going to start taking place in around 2030. And they're 2.5 times the size of the attack subs that, you know, we've been christening on an increasing pace. The South Dakota, by the way, commissioning is on February 2nd, you know, down in that one actually will be at the sub base. And I think that we did 3 subs in 25 months. Jeff, well, these statistics just kind of kept cascading on the cloud there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's very powerful news. And it's a great opportunity for the state.
And I know you and Senator Blumenthal, who was also there, have pushed in recent years for submarines to go more to the private yards because the public yards are just getting backed up.
They are. So, you know, in addition to construction, repairs is also a big part of the work there. And the Navy, unfortunately, has had this mindset that all that work is supposed to go to public yards, you know, up in Maine and down at Norfolk. And, you know, which, you know, this is not a public versus private dispute. I mean, as Joe said, I mean, the bottom line is there's a huge backlog, and the idle time of these subs is, you know, unacceptable given the demand signal out there from combatant commands all over the world. Right. I was on the USS Connecticut, actually, last Congress, and which is one of the 3 Seawolves. Ray remembers those when they were built, you know, at the end of the Cold War.
I do.
It was 4 years in dry dock because, it, you know, again, that the attack subs are kind of like the poor cousin in the public yards, the carriers, and the ballistic subs that we talked about get first dibs in terms of turnaround. So anyway, we the USS Indiana and Delaware were given to Groton over the last 6 months for, and those were built in Virginia, by the way, you know, to help sort of get some balance in the public versus private. And as Jeff reported, there's hopefully, we got our fingers crossed, there's going to be a very big, they call it availability, repair availability, going to be announced shortly. That again, there's still some little peaks and valleys with the employment chart that they presented, and getting this repair work smooths all that out.
Right.
They don't have to,
Right.
Do any short-term layoffs or furloughs or any of that stuff.
We have Joe Courtney on the phone with us just for another minute or two.
Yep.
Second District Congressman. Soon to be Second District for life, I think, you and Larson.
Well,
first.
Don't forget Rosa.
Oh, we got Rosa.
Rosa
Third District.
100 years.
Exactly right. But if you take a look, there's an aerial shot in the Current. And, apparently it's going to take a while to build this new facility, is it not?
Yeah. So, as I said, the site work is starting this year. They got pretty much, the green light from the planning and zoning, which they should because it's all zoned industrial there. This is they're going to be building it out into the river with pilings, holding up the structure so that the boats can float in and out during the construction process. And, that's probably not going to be finished till 2023, 2024. So that's a whole other employment opportunity in terms of the construction trades. Gilbane company, which is based out of Rhode Island, but they're going to be using Connecticut subs and a project labor agreement out of Connecticut. So, the construction trades are obviously, straining at the leash to get started on that work.
We only have a couple of seconds.
Yep.
One word answer. Does the government shutdown end sooner rather than later?
I was hopeful sooner. The president's speech yesterday at the Farm Bureau kind of gave me a little bit of a shiver, but this is, really the unfairness to the employees as well as the ripple effect on the economy. At some point, it far outweighs any dispute people may have about the border, and we have got to bring this to an end.
Okay.
All right. There's bills on the floor that have cleared the House that, are a good sort of working place to start. There was a bipartisan negotiation last night in the Senate. There are hopefully some
All
signs
right.
of intelligent life.
Well, Congressman Courtney, it's always great
Thank
to have you
Thank you, Congressman.
On.
Okay,
always
guys.
A pleasure.
Thanks
All
for
right.
being on. He's actually a good guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.